own?
It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. After hearing oral arguments Tuesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court is weighing a legal challenge to the state's legislative boundaries. The eventual ruling could mean a lot for next year's elections, as Mike Mohn reports.
The redistricting process might not resonate with all voters, but Nick Ramos of the Watchdog Wisconsin Democracy Campaign urges the public to pay attention. He says there's a lot at stake.
For over 12 years now, we've been living under a very rigged, gerrymandered map with a rigged, gerrymandered legislature.
Wisconsin is considered a 50-50 state for statewide elections, but Republican lawmakers hold overwhelming majorities in the legislature. Republicans have long defended how they've drawn up districts. This case doesn't focus on their seat advantage, but rather on two constitutional issues: the separation of powers involving a past ruling on current maps, and whether the districts are contiguous enough. Ramos says legal cases in general can take time to play out, but he predicts a rather quick timeline for a decision because of the potential implications for 2024 legislative races.
If there is a situation where the court looks at the maps and says they're unconstitutional for whatever reason, and then if that means if we're throwing out the maps and drawing new maps, then it sounds like everybody is going to be up for election.
He stresses a lot would go into whether a full set of new maps is required, including enough notice to legislative members. In past redistricting rulings in the U.S., courts have ordered varying levels of changes. It's also possible the case goes before the U.S. Supreme Court, depending on the state-level decision. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy today with snow likely. Highs around 33. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 17 tonight. Chance for snow showers. 1 to 2 inches of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and it's not just Saturday night by the Bay City Rollers, but Saturday all day is Small Business Saturday, and it does continue into the night because, you know, while you're going to some of your favorite restaurants with, like, out-of-town family members and friends, you can buy some great gift cards at all these wonderful establishments we have here, not just in downtown, but throughout our beautiful city. And is Chris Marks still on hold on you? She's been a trooper. Chris, thanks so much for holding. Let's finish this discussion about the cookie walk, because cookies are a very important item, especially for a wonderful cause like our marching band. So continue. Yeah. What did we miss?
Okay. So on Saturday, December 2nd, 9 a.m., the doors open to our Waukesha South Band's cookie walk. The jazz performs at 9:30. If you want to come and see Santa, he'll be there at 9 o'clock, right when the doors open. And a portion of our proceeds from Saturday will be going to the Christmas Parade Memorial Fund.
Oh, how nice.
Last year, we donated 100%.
Wow.
So that is really nice to still give back to the community.
Thank you. That's wonderful. That is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. So. Cookies are $10 a pound, and like I was saying before the break, really good deal. And we have different size containers, so a shopper can come and pick out whichever size container that they would like, pick up all their cookies and their sweet treats, and then their boxes are weighed at the very end before they check out.
Okay.
So cash or check only. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned my having a senior son, a football. We're both parents of football players. So I'm guessing that you'll have like 5 pound containers maybe for sale with the appetites we have in our respective households.
Right.
Fantastic.
Yes. Oh, that's terrific.
Great. And what are the hours again?
And the hours are doors open at 9 a.m. and it's kind of hard to say when the doors are going to be closed.
Last year, 10:30, right?
Once the cookies are gone.
Right.
Yeah. Last year we were done at 10:30. And for any seniors that are out there wanting volunteer hours, if you turn in 3 dozen cookies, you get 2 hours of volunteer minutes. So that would be great.
That sure would. Oh, that's great. Well, Chris, I really appreciate you sharing that this morning. Anything else about the cookie walk that people should know about?
Probably if they want to donate cookies, because we need cookies. We need lots of cookies to pull off something like this. They can drop them off on Friday night at Waukesha South in the cafeteria, which is on the back side of the building, the field house side of the building, at 4:30, between 4:30 and 8 o'clock. And if anybody is looking for more information, please go to Blackshirt Bands of Waukesha South on our Facebook page. So go to Facebook, Blackshirt Bands of Waukesha South, and you'll find all the information you need.
Terrific. Chris Marks, thank you so much for calling, and best to you and the family this holiday season. And looking forward to hearing more exciting things about, looking forward to hearing more exciting things about your daughter's college of choice. So it's a very exciting time for you, I know.
Yes, that's exciting. It's an exciting time for all of us. So Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody out there.
And same to you. Thanks again, Christine Marks, for calling. So back here at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. And for those of you just tuning in, you just missed a whole hour of This Week in Waukesha. That's right. We start at 7 now, going 7 to 9. And so much more time to talk about all the wonderful things going on here in our city, including the Small Business Saturday. And celebrating with us again is Mary Mai of Mary Jane's. And we talked about, Mary, the Christmas lighting, the tree lighting on Friday, December 1st. And then December 2nd, there's the Cookie Walk at Waukesha South. Also on This Week in Waukesha, December 2nd, Mayor Sean Riley has verbally committed. We're going to firm that up to be my guest next Saturday. He appeared the same time last year to talk about the Christmas parade going on the next day. And, you know, last year's, of course, was a rousing success and a great, very, very redemptive, very special time. And we're looking forward to doing the same with a new parade route. And This Week in Waukesha, we'll be covering the pre-parade action starting at 3. The parade starts at 4. So we'll be giving all of you highlights of, we'll be interviewing the exhibitors and some of the business owners like Mary, and really giving you some ideas of what you can expect when you show up. And that's why you should download the Civic Media apps, because as you're getting here early to find your space, you can get the scoop on who's going to be marching and what else you can take advantage of here while you're downtown on Sunday, December 3rd. So be sure to tune us in next Sunday, December 3rd at 3 p.m. So back here to Mary Jane's, and you'll be opening up in less than 3 hours. So
I know
you must be excited. Are there any specific specials for Small Business Saturday going on at Mary Jane's?
Well, one of the things that we started as a business when we made it through pandemic and we were thrilled was the shop purchased season tickets to the Milwaukee Bucks.
That's right.
And so those are majority of our customer appreciation giveaways. So
wow.
Yeah.
How many tickets are you giving away?
We've got 2 seats.
Okay.
And so we'll be giving away those for tomorrow's game throughout today's shopping. So you've got to come on in to be able to get the tickets at some point.
And so what is it? Is it a purchase you have to make, or what? What's the... How does it work?
Basically, you come in and you make any purchase at some point during the day. We do a random ticker draw. And so when that person's number comes up, we let them know, hey, nice. You just won the ticket.
Do you have to be present to win, or they just put their name in a hat?
No, you can. Good. You do That's not important. Need to be present to win.
Sure.
All I need really for the transferring of the tickets is an email, which is really nice and convenient. So when I'm in town or not, I'm still able to transfer the tickets and make sure that we have people to just really just go and have a great experience, because nice. they're fun, they're family oriented, and they're just, you know, something that you might not always have that opportunity to be able to do. So
right.
Something we like to do.
That's good. No, I think that's fun. And, you know, we have a few Bucks fans here in town. And it reminds me, last spring I had Eric Payne on, the alderman, and he was talking about the only time he didn't live in Waukesha, I think he was in the Marines. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, a Bucks legend, won a championship with us, babysat for his son Kim, so that because it's just his wife Jody, and so Jody could go out. But also the Bucks, a lot of the Bucks used to live in Waukesha, and they used to go to what is now Euros West. Like, that's where they would go after games, and so it was a really fun time, I think, here in Waukesha, knowing that you had a strong Bucks presence, and certainly the fanfare is still here years later.
Oh, definitely. There's been a lot of fun with it, and it's just,
I bet.
You know, I think they've got a good spirit, and I think they just celebrate really the larger community at hand that really
sure.
includes Waukesha.
Sure.
You know, so with that in mind, I love to promote it.
That's great. Yeah, and you know, like a couple people have texted in already that they've never even been to Fiserv, so I guess they're going to have to head over to Mary Jane's and get their chance to win some tickets.
Definitely.
So I love that. So, hey, and if you can make it to the Bucks game tomorrow, remember, we have Carroll Women's Basketball today at 2 p.m. It's a really, and I'm not being, patronizing. I really do enjoy women's basketball. I do watch a lot of college women's basketball, and Carroll's got an excellent program, and so if you can't make it, you can catch them on the Civic Media app today. Be sure to download that. Pre-game, I believe, starts at 1:30. The tip-off is at 2. And it's a really fun brand of basketball that I get most excited about. So really pumped about. We're covering men's and women's Carroll University basketball this year, and they're both really fun programs. But the women's have a leg up. You know, they've been really competitive these last couple seasons. And you know, knowing a coach like Lindsay Schultz, you won't be surprised that they finally get to that next level and maybe bring a few CCIW titles home and maybe some other, you know, further competition in the NCAA tournament. So really looking forward to being a part of that today. It's my first game broadcasting Carroll Women, so I really look forward to getting to know the players.
I think that'll be a lot of fun.
It will. And that's a great
venue. Go Title IX.
Go Title IX. But the Van Mail Fieldhouse is a great venue to watch basketball, too. And I know one thing we've been trying with football, it's not so easy to do because you have these beautiful press boxes and they're sealed, but we like to leave a mic out that captures the audience noise. And not as easy, but in basketball, from what I heard, it really sounded great. You could really, and this was the men's game last Saturday. The men won in overtime, so it was a very thrilling game that kind of, there were like several lead changes. I mean, it was like one of those exciting, you know, off the seat of your pants movies you're watching, you know, like Nail Biters. And so it's neat to be able to capture that sound on radio if you can't be there in person. So, but so you got some, you're giving away Bucks tickets. That's exciting.
Yes, so we're going to be giving away Bucks tickets.
And you're open to 6. And then what, if people are coming in and they have something maybe you don't offer, or maybe they're looking for a place to eat or to get, you know, get a drink, what are some of the places you like to recommend? I know you got to be fair to your neighbors and everything, but if there's a few, or what are some of the most common questions you get from shoppers when they're coming to downtown?
Where do I choose to go? Or when my family comes into town, where do I take them?
Sure.
I've got to say, my top personal choice is Tofts.
Tofties?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
It is so pleasing. I can take any one of my children, and with that in mind, that's pretty awesome.
It's
my only complaint is I might not be able to get a seat because I haven't called in advance.
Yeah,
you know, you and that's online. On me. Yeah. That's on me. So it's they're just doing a really great job.
They do, and they also, you know, Christine and Chef Jason, that the two owner partners, also own Steaming Cup.
Yes.
Which is also a great experience. So, hey, we got at least two great cafes.
Exceptional.
And then if you're willing to go a little further down by the tracks, there's Mama D's. That's where our other Mary Jane likes to go. Mary Jane Sanchez, she'll bring in coffee. She's got her hands full today, I think, babysitting her grandson. But or hitting the small businesses. She's a small business owner in downtown here. So big shout out to Mary Jane Sanchez. But, you know, when you see farm-to-table, people think sticker shock. It's going to be expensive. But I remember getting like a $30 bottle of wine there, and it was one of the best wines I'd ever had.
Exceptional.
And I'm a big wine snob. Yeah, I've been to wine, all those things. But yeah, there's like you can find some really great.
Their ability to really capture the entire palate.
Right.
And it's not just through the drink, but it's the pairing of the drinks with all of their freshness.
Yep.
They're blending and their spices. It's just.
Love it.
Yeah, you can't really get that.
After these important messages, more great tips from Mary at Mary Jane's as this week March Night continues on Small Business Saturday here in the Shaw.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
This is The Shaw. WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. And if we cannot end now our differences, at least we can help make the world safe for diversity. For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures. And we are all mortal.
Hey, welcome back. This Week in Waukesha continues. And that, to many people, is known as the American University speech by President John F. Kennedy, who 60 years ago this week was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. And those are some of my favorite words of President Kennedy's. And it was actually Jacqueline Kennedy's favorite speech. And especially in today's world where we're still, you know, there's so much strife and so much warfare throughout the world. President Kennedy's words of what should unite us ring very loud. And that's why I'm proud to be a part of the Civic Media mission led by Sage Weil, is that we're trying to build local unity based on the things that unite us most. Breathing the same air, or in Waukesha, drinking clean water, cherishing our children's future, and then the fact that we're all mortal, that we're all, you know, kind of headed toward the same fate. And, you know, maybe if we're, you know, if we can do more to look out for each other, I think that would be terrific. And there's been some great tributes on TV. I know it was a National Geographic series. There's another one in the History Channel. And Conan O'Brien contributes to that. And he talks about, again, being Irish Catholic like myself, he talks about how, you know, any home you went to, especially in the Catholic community, where in that generation before us, we were still kind of marginalized, that there was a picture of JFK on every in every home. And even after his death. And, you know, one of my favorite memories of my grandmother, who was from Ireland, is that she'd be over and we'd be watching TV and there'd be some footage on President Kennedy, a famous speech or a famous visit or some, you know, and he said something that made her laugh. And she just said, she let out this like big laugh and just, and you could just see like the amount of pride, you could just cut it with a knife, especially as someone that had emigrated here and had faced, you know, a fair share of discrimination and adversity and hardship and poverty and all the things associated with being Irish, that one of your own could make it to the highest seat in the country. You know, it's just this great tribute to the American dream, and that that there really is, there should be a place for all of us. And I see that here in our small business community in Waukesha with a lot of these unique themes that you wouldn't necessarily see at the mall or some of the big box stores. And you get to meet a lot of interesting characters like my good friend Mary here.
Thank you.
And so many more. Like I said, we just had this great description of, you gave this really nice portrait of Tofty's Table. And the magic that chef comes from Chef Jason's kitchen, and that what Christina does in the front of the house, it's special.
It is special, and it's something that, you know, it takes more than just doing the task of cooking,
right?
You know, or doing the task of bartending, because they don't even have any main labels there.
Right.
You know, everything is gastropub and truly, you know, natural.
Sure.
You know, and they really take the time to think about what is
yeah,
not only healthy for you, but pleasing to you.
Sure. Yeah.
That's the way I like to eat.
Oh yeah, me too. And you know, and I'm one of those guys that if my wife has something going on or I have no need, I can eat by myself, and I enjoy going to a place and sitting at the bar.
Oh yeah.
And my wife will do that on date night. If we can't get a table there, we'll have dinner somewhere else, and then we'll go over to Tofty's and sit at the bar and get a dessert and some after dinner drinks. And Tristan, I think, is usually the bar. He's fantastic. So many great staff. And there's so many other places like that. Another favorite of mine is, just right across the street there, Spring City Wine Bar.
Oh, yes.
Tom does an amazing, and they're opening up a charcuterie. Is that open yet?
Well, I think they just had their grand opening.
I'm happy for them.
I'm super excited and can't really wait because that would have been my secondary place of location. Even
sure.
Before having Mary Jane's, I would come in with girlfriends and whatnot,
sure,
and just go and enjoy the live music he has. And
that's right, yeah, the good live music.
And he would have the little tables there, you know, so have my snack, have my glass of wine and whatnot. But,
sure,
you know, so very excited about that, especially around now being, the holidays. Little gifts. And anytime you're entering any holiday event, you bring a little something.
And it's all retail. It's a takeout charcuterie place.
Right?
And you can take it home with you. But the nice thing, too, is Spring City can buy the charcuterie from the GC. You talk about circular economy. I love concepts like that where they continue to feed each other. And another great option here for the city, especially if you don't feel like parking. Another thing I loved here is the carry out here, is excellent. People's Park, Main Street. Yeah, McJones is great too, but Main Street Grill, amazing carry out. You go, and of course they're known for the burgers, best burgers ever. And Tally's is a very close second, if not sometimes tie. Tally's on Sunset, amazing burger. But you get carry out from Main Street on a busy Friday night, and you're in and out in 5 minutes, and you get home, and that burger is still cooked to temperature. So yeah. huge shout out to Main Street.
Mamma Mia's have gone through transition of ownership, and I will say they have continued.
Mia's, you mean on both?
Mia's.
Yep.
I will
Young
say
owner.
They have done a great job of continuing and doing really good food because their takeout, fantastic.
Sure, and they're renovating the bar too. I heard the bar space is going to have some major renovations. It'll be a nice improvement.
Excellent.
So it's great to see this young entrepreneur putting more money back into his business and into the community here. And he's been a sponsor here at WAUK, and he supports a lot of the different causes. And so, we definitely need to do a small business night at Mia's. Do you have many, I know chambers around the country will have a small business after hours. Is there any of that going on to your knowledge here in downtown Waukesha? Because I would be all over that.
Well, there are different things that the city does. Like they just did their annual beer and wine crawl.
Yeah, so, that's a big hit. Yeah,
you know,
well said.
That's an event that they organize for us and sells out every year.
Yes. Yep.
To the point where they get waiting lists for tickets. So
sure.
You know, those types of activities are fabulous. You know, with the season event right now, we've got the carriage rides that'll be starting, so you can come down and do a horse-drawn carriage just for the holidays.
With a lot of blankets, right?
Yeah, yep. Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, it's something that is a great little opportunity that you might not have to be able to go and do somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't have to go far.
Right. So, yeah, and there's you do a walkthrough, and there's all these great places. You know, there's also Crush is another great wine bar.
Yes.
So it's neat. You can have kind of two of the same category, but they're different in a good way.
Very much so.
Which is nice.
You know, I mean, there's more. We're not the only CBD or, you know, hemp-based business downtown. But it's important not to be always just the only one, too. Because, like I said, we're alternative wellness.
Yes.
We want to make sure that people are getting quality products to be able to maintain their wellness.
I love it. After these important messages, more from Mary on wellness and great gift ideas on the Small Business Saturday. And don't forget, we'll be back at 2 to bring you Carroll Women's Basketball against Ripon College. It's going to be an exciting Small Business Saturday.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. It's day 3 of a pause in fighting as more hostages are released. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told Face the Nation.
We do have reason to believe that Americans will be released today. At least one American will be released today. I cannot confirm who it will be.
Big travel day today with millions heading home from their holiday destinations. Meteorologist David Parkinson says the weather might be messy for those driving or flying.
There will be heavy rain up and down the Northeast Corridor beginning late afternoon into the early evening and carrying on into Monday morning.
Small Business Saturday was a success, and shop owners are hoping people continue to spend locally.
Big businesses online, they're not going to notice when you make a purchase, but like if we have a really great day here, it could just like change somebody's life.
But tomorrow is Cyber Monday with tons of deals you can click and buy without leaving your house. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
Badgers win back the axe. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers beat Minnesota 28-14 in Minneapolis. That's the sound of the Badgers offensive line chopping down the Gophers' goalposts with Paul Bunyan's axe after the game. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
That was a special night. That was a special game. I got to give it to our guy. I mean, the heart, the soul, the grit. But I just mean that the ability to sustain some things. Because at the end of the year, we all know there's nicks and bruises. There's guys that are hurt. There's plenty of guys that I said there's no way they would have played today, and they did.
The Badgers now 7-5 and wait for a bowl bid. The Gophers finish at 5-7. Head coach P.J. Fleck.
Sorry, we weren't able to give you the year that you all probably really wanted. There's a lot of things. And I mean, at one point, there were six freshmen on that defense on the field at one time today. That's not where you want to be, and there's a lot of reasons for that.
That's Minnesota head coach P.J. Fleck. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Cloudy today with snow likely. Highs around 33. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 17 tonight. Chance for snow showers. 1 to 2 inches of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I love it.
Don't worry about a thing. Cause every little thing gonna be all right.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Don Brown, with my guest, Mary Mai of Mary Jane's, and both very grateful to be, so should we say, experience life here in the University City of Waukesha, Guitar Town, USA, birthplace of football's forward path, the pioneer city, home of the Pios, and so much more. And here in residence now at the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown is James Santel, who's getting ready for his next show, Morning Cannolis, at 9. And again, always encourage all of you to pay attention to what he's discussing with the latest developments legally, statewide and nationally. And I would believe there's going to be some dedicated discussion to what's going on here in the state Supreme Court about finally establishing fair maps so that we can have fair elections here in the state. And, you know, this is somebody, if you happen to be, if your politics lean right, or you call yourself a Republican, you know, you may think you're getting the short end of the stick here because of the certain, well, some would say are advantages, but Wisconsin essentially is a purple state, or it's as Luke Mathers, our executive producer, calls it. It's a 50-50 state. It's very close. And so, you know, and the thing is, too, is, you know, the Democrats historically, they invented the political machines and gerrymandered maps. And I mean, you go back to the old political machines of the Daley era and even long before that. And the whole idea here is to draw fair maps so that candidates from both sides, from all sides, have an equal bite of the apple here. And I would believe, and Jim will talk more about this on his show, that the maps that are eventually going to be proposed are somewhat, again, where both sides kind of have an equal bite of the apple. And that what they say, contiguous, authentic communities are being represented and not split down the middle for somebody else's political favor. So, and I think, too, it's going to encourage more voter turnout, which encourages a better process of government. So looking forward to Morning Cannolis next. And we still have someone on hold, don't we, Anya? Been very patient. Another Mary Jane Sanchez of Work Hub and Wisco Mary. So this is, we kind of have two Mary Janes on at the same time here, Mary Mai. And we'll call her by her high school name, Janie. How are you today, Janie?
I am well. Good morning, everybody. Small Business Saturday.
And to you, what are you doing this Small Business Saturday?
Well, I'm actually coming into Waukesha because lots of shopping yesterday and had to make a bunch of errands. But as you all know, or both know, that Waukesha has been my home for many years, and I just love the community. And there's been a lot of, you know, changes. But I did want to call in and stress to everybody that definitely support downtown Waukesha. Buying local, of course, strengthens our community and also supports our businesses so that they can continue to serve the public. But I also wanted to call out to, there's other types of businesses that people don't think about. We do have two seamstresses. Mm. We have several photographers. We have people that do financial, that do accounting, myself, and across the street, we do marketing on different levels. So even if you own a small business, it'd be nice for people to think about other types of small business services that are available in the Waukesha area. And also not just downtown. You know, there are pottery companies and, of course, automotive services. So it's more than just retail, because everybody supports the community. It just creates a very robust and financially sound city of Waukesha.
That's a great. Thanks for sharing that, Mary Jane. Janie, any any specific places you're going to today, or any kind of hidden gems you'd like to promote in our small business community that you don't think are getting enough attention?
Well, as you know, I go to Dave's restaurant quite often. They are a customer of mine, but you know, we help each other out. So, for instance, I wanted to give an example of how businesses can work together. So currently the Clark Hotel went through a new ownership and they do not serve breakfast. So they worked with the Steaming Cup, and they also reached out to me knowing that I work with Dave's restaurant. And now any patrons, people that stay at the Clark Hotel, have a choice of places to go for breakfast. So it's three businesses working together for the good of the customer. And so if we have more synergies like that in Waukesha, it goes a long way. I did hear prior to calling in about networking in Waukesha. There is the Executive Women's Network, and we're about 200 and something people strong. I stepped away from that. I was on the board for a couple of years, but it is a great organization. And they go to different places every month. So maybe somebody can do one of the networking events at Mary Jane's.
Oh, I think that would be wonderful.
And, yeah. And not 200 and something people don't come. I would say, you know, 40 people come. But it's always different. It's always changing. And there's just a lot of support and unity with that group. So, and I stepped away from a lot of those things just because personally, I'm starting to do more travel just different things in my business and personal life. But I also wanted to say that there is a huge opportunity for somebody else to start up a networking group like Business After Five so that all genders can attend. I used to do that for years in Milwaukee, but Waukesha sure could use another one. And then I have a little story to share. Back 2 years ago when we had our tragedy and the city of Waukesha was giving out blue lights, I must have had a dozen phone calls for people. And they said, hey, Mary Jane, can you save me a blue light? And I'm like, I don't have any blue lights. So I called the city and I said, do you have my name on a list? They said, oh, no, that's Mary Jane's, the store downtown Waukesha. So...
That's funny.
It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. So no, I didn't have any blue lights for people, but I sent them over to you.
I'm so glad you did. We still do have blue lights too. So if you are wanting to have a blue light, we are still offering those out.
Sure. You know, and also too, Mary Jane, you have the Wisco Mary site. So for those of you traveling, if you're looking for a good place to go for a Wisconsin tradition of Bloody Mary, that you go to Mary Jane's website and find those great tips.
Yeah, so just a quick detail on that. It's the Bloody Marys are huge across the state of Wisconsin. We're number one in the nation for the search term Bloody Mary. And so during the pandemic, I decided to create a website, and now I'm judging events all over the state. But I can come to any local bar and restaurant. We can do a tasting or events and get them on the website. But it's a really good way to have camaraderie over a red cocktail on a Saturday and Sunday watching the Packers or the Badgers games.
Sounds great. Mary Jane Sanchez of Work Hub and Wisco Mary, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and enjoy your small business Saturday. And I know I will see you soon. See ya.
Yes.
Have a great Saturday, Mary. Yeah.
So. Always great to hear from Mary Jane Sanchez, and she's graced us with many visits in person, bringing us coffee from Mama D's, I believe it is, there by the railroad. And yes, you know, Waukesha is an experience. There's so many great gift ideas, and you know, escape rooms have been pretty popular in recent years. And I want to mention there's one at Dolphin Street called Solve at 720 Dolphin Street, and that's near Ray's Grain. So that's a good way to combine two great things. And then there's another one called the Waukesha Escape Room at 2335 Silvernail. So all these great And what I love about Waukesha downtown is it's kind of a walkthrough yesteryear with some of the different options you have. Like Burlap and Lace is kind of like this mini mall with a lot of crafts, handmade crafts. And yeah. So I usually get a lot of gift ideas from there. I'm embarrassed to say I forgot the name of the resale shop, or maybe that's the name that's kind of in the same block there, you know, with Civic Theater. And yeah, don't forget great shows at Civic Theater. Those tickets also make great gift ideas. But that resale shop is like a museum. It's some of the, there's some really neat things when you go through there.
Completely.
I got my father-in-law a Hams beer baseball cap because he likes to drink Hams.
Oh, fantastic. I picked up a RockShox bicycle. So
from that same place?
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah. Bright orange. It's fabulous.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. And then you go further down and there's the, is it Oh Chocolat? Did I say that right? The Chocolatiers?
Yes. Oh, and yeah, they do a wonderful array of fresh chocolates.
Yeah, they sure do. And then another neat one where I bought a gift, I apologize, I don't remember the name, but it's kind of a Wisconsin souvenir place. And the name is Wisco something or Made in Wisconsin. Or it's a one-room shop, but it's got some really neat offerings, including chocolates from local communities around the state that wouldn't, you know, they're kind of off the beaten path.
Nice.
And so that's a nice little find as well. So it's great. And then, you know, you just walk around even these side streets. There's all these different kind of like Burlap and Lace, or there are multiple shops or artisans in one. And there's a lot. There's one group that was exhibiting at the farmer's market. And one of the artisans, a young lady named Michelle Check, and she makes tables. Beautiful tables.
Fabulous.
And so if you're looking for something for your furniture or for your living room or for that loved one or for... You know, you want to do something really nice for your partner, a place for the home, your spouse, or whoever that is. You know, definitely look for Michelle, and just really just tour the city. You know, it's a lot like it was a rock star once described my hometown, where I was born, as the glove compartment of America. It's like you never know where you're gonna find, but usually it's something very interesting. And that, to me, in many ways, is like Waukesha. There's just a lot of great shopping, a lot of really neat relics, as well as a lot of new things you can buy.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that you come into a corner in Waukesha and it's not just a regular corner. We have 5 points.
Yes.
That, you know, that's going to give you so the many points. Different directions to go. And sure. Each time you go into a new stretch of street, you get a really nice array of different things to look into.
And those guitar stores. And, you know, one of those side roads there, and she was a guest on our show, Shannon Ishizaki. Orange Hat Publishing and 1016 Press. And same thing, great gift ideas you can get online. You don't have to come. I mean, we'd love to have you come down Waukesha. You know, I'm sure they may sell things right there from the door, but then come and have lunch or go get some shopping done at Mary Jane's. But you can also go online, and that book, Tailspin, wonderful. Like, I've recommended it to people, and they went to, like, it's funny, this one woman who volunteers at one of my charity clients, I saw her the next week and she was reading the book and she said, "It's unbelievable. I can't put it down." And that was done here, you know, Made in Waukesha, and a great story about Wisconsin, about a World War II vet. And they also have wonderful children's books, too. And so you talk about buying local, supporting local. And then the real gift is just that great, you know, what's been made of it. In this case, a work of writing, you know, work of literature. That's just fantastic. And it's neat. You can get that right here in our little downtown, in our university city.
Right. So. Well, I've kind of found that over the years that some of the most cherished items that may not always stay within me, but maybe passed along with a different family member or a very dear friend, they're some form of documentation of part of life that you've had, because that's what's drawing the meaning to you.
Right.
You know, so when you get these great little shops and companies that represent all those that are around us, you can't go and get that somewhere else.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, you might be able to go on Amazon and plug in, you know, your keywords, but you're not going to get the same.
It's a great little plug. What you're selection. Leading into for Plowshares too. They were a guest, and same thing. You get some really great artisanal gifts made from different artists from around the world. That's fantastic. So after these important messages, our final segment with Mary Mai of Mary Jane's, where she goes to open up her small business Saturday, and the sun's popped its way out in this beautiful Saturday morning. So don't go away.
This Week Waukesha continues.
This is my message to you.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org, brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, we're back. This Week Waukesha, and you're listening to Give It Up by Hot House Flowers. One of my favorite songs, and it's usually the lead for my show, but we're playing it again because we're now a two-hour show, and we're so grateful to Civic Media and their CEO, Sage Weil, and Program Director, Catherine Lake, for making this happen, because we have so much going on here in our university city, and we need that extra hour to talk about it. Someday, soon, there may be a daily show that's focused on Waukesha news and happenings, because there's just so much going on. And with the two-hour show, though, on Saturdays, it's your chance to call in 844-967-2789. We want to hear from you, especially things that we may be missing on the show, things we need to be talking about. We've got so much going on in our city government, that we should be dedicating more time to. Not just the council meetings, but all the committee work and all of the things the city has going on with the different projects and the different works. And, you know, this is your chance to chime in, too, because it's, you know, seeing your tax dollars hard at work is important. And we want to be a resource for you to share concerns and expressions and ideas, too. You know, there's a lot of creative people here in this city. And so certainly we want you to call in and, you know, there's always an opening on my shows, too, for anyone who ever wants to come in person. If you've got a business idea or there's an organization, a mission you're looking to promote, or just an issue you have in your neighborhood or in the city that you think is lacking attention, or we're missing out on so many opportunities. You know, we want to hear from you here on this show, here in the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. And again, it's my pleasure to finally catch up with my good friend, Mary Mai of Mary Jane's, back from a trip to Nigeria. That could be a separate show in itself, it sounds like. And you, some of them are listening out there on the Civic Media app, right?
Yes, I've got some nice. We've got people listening from across the world.
So you talk about the power of radio, and with, again, with the Civic Media app, that makes we're building a more connected community, not just here in our beloved city, but worldwide. And you know, I used to work in Dublin, Ireland about like 8 years ago, and I'd go over there and I'd tell people I'm from Waukesha. They would say, oh, God, Les Paul, that's where he's from. And like,
yes,
they knew that. But if I'd mentioned that, if I'd gone down to Chicago or anywhere else, like, people may not know that. But there is an international audience of people that are keen on
Waukesha
for different reasons. And one of them being Les Paul. You know, there's a lot of like history fanatics, people that travel for history. And I count myself as one of those. And people will come here and they'll learn, they'll study the Springs era, and they'll visit the many monuments we have. And so many great stories still that are part of that. And we do a good job, I think, of on the preservation part for most of it, but also on the story keeping part of it. And that's the other thing, too, is I want to have people from our historical society. Anyone that hasn't toured, you know, the old courthouse and the story, I mean, that also is a great gift idea.
I think.
Oh my gosh.
So
the whole history, the whole museum yeah. in itself, you know, they offer the classes. My yep. own kids, even when they were younger,
sure.
were, oh, I want to take that class, you know?
Yeah.
And sure. the expansion of what they've done with the walking tours of being yep. able to walk through town and just listen on your own device
yeah.
is phenomenal.
Yeah. You know, speaking of tours, you know, we had every year, last 2 years around Halloween, we've had Josh Hughes on, and he does ghost tours. And Waukesha has a paranormal history as well as a UFO history. And I guess the old NAMI building here is part of that that UFO history anyway. So it's there's just so much you can capture, so much great experience as you can have here. And also with some of the things the university has going on, I'm sure with their theater and their entertainment, that again, and some of the continuing education, there's really so much to take advantage of here in the Shaw.
Yeah, the calendars are, you know, we have the downtown businesses, the one big website. But like you said, there are so many other things that have a number of calendars, and you're like, okay, well, how do we get all this in?
How do we get it all together? Yeah. So that's maybe that's something we can work on. That would right? be terrific. So yeah, and I know. Yeah. WAUK is a member of the Downtown Business Association. And so that's something maybe we can commit to, is maybe having a greater presence. I know, I believe Johnny Watermelon from our team has attended many of those meetings. He's become a good friend of yours as well.
Yes. Yes.
And so I think we continue to grow that relationship with our fellow businesses and build a stronger community. And it's, I think the sky's the limit for this university city.
Completely. I think the more people you have open conversations with, the more that network or that webbing sure. stretches. I yeah. mean, if we actually have people listening in Africa right now,
right.
you know, how fabulous is that, that we can share commonalities?
No doubt. No doubt.
You know, yeah. that's pretty cool.
Share with your friends in Nigeria that one of my favorite writers is the Nigerian author Buchi Emecheta. I read Double Yoke in college, and then I also read The Joys of Motherhood. Fantastic writer.
I will.
Doesn't have enough attention, I think, here in the first and second worlds, but wonderful, wonderful writer. And Anya, our in-house movie expert, I'm a strong believer that Waukesha would be a great setting to film a movie, to make a movie here.
Oh yeah, I drive through every once in a while and think, man, I would love to shoot something there. I don't have a story for it yet, but I agree.
Yep, so something for us to work on.
Oh, the stories I think are already there.
Oh, for sure,
we've got to unearth them.
yeah. yeah.
So yep, yeah. So as Josh Hughes mentioned, you know, Mary Todd Lincoln came here for the specific purpose of having a psychic medium to hopefully meet with her slain husband, and so like that could be cool. There was a murder that took place here too. That's also, you know, doing the cemetery tour is also really cool. Talk about getting some Waukesha history. Like, definitely check. It's a hayride, and it's a lot of fun. Maybe you want to do it in warmer weather, but it's really neat. And so, what are your hours again for everyone's benefit? Days and hours that you're open at Mary Jane's?
Mary Jane's is open daily, 11 till 6. We have an occasional Sunday we won't be in, and that okay. would be at the hot. That would be on the full moon or half moon, just because
go.
I do
sure
ceremonial wellness rituals. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Sounds great. And you have an event coming up on the 27th, right? Speaking of spiritual, did I get that right?
Oh, yes, we do. So we have the Magic Hands Reiki coming in.
Neat.
And we have that even up. You can always go on.
It's on the website, yeah.
The website for that. Right,
yep.
But yeah, it's that opening and gathering of people coming in with like minds or just possible curiosity.
I love it.
You know, and finding that safe place to discuss or just listen.
Sounds
but
great.
To potentially find some kind of calming balance.
Mary Mai of Mary Jane's on Main Street, right next to People's Park. Thanks so much for gracing us with your presence on this first 2 hour show. Be sure to check us out on Small Business Saturday, everybody. And we'll be back here at 2 p.m. for the Carroll Women's Basketball game. James Centel Morning Cannolis is next. Enjoy your Small Business Saturday. Safety is everyone's responsibility. And see ya!
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 a.m. and 101.1 FM WAUK.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's a wonderful Waukesha tradition and kicks off the holiday season. The 60th annual Christmas parade is Sunday, December 3rd.
Hi, I'm Don Brown. Join me live for all the fun. I'll be catching up with business owners, city leaders, and you before the parade even starts.
Your Waukesha Christmas pre-parade coverage is live Sunday, December 3rd from 3 to 4 p.m. and only on the Shaw 101.1 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and the Civic Media app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our...